Cool. So I call this meeting on the Committee of Event Programming to order on Wednesday, July 11th, 2018 at 4:33 p.m. in Joe Crowley Student Union, room 420. We'll move into agenda item number one. Agenda number two, roll call.
Director Lynch.
Present.
Assistant Director Liu.
Present.
Assistant Director Thummel.
Present.
Programmer White.
Present.
Programmer Abs.
Present.
Programmer Kukendall?
Present.
Programmer Benora?
Present.
Programmer Killen?
Present.
I'm going to butcher this one, but Programmer...
Mistrangioli.
Absent, excused.
Programmer Kinnell?
Present.
And Programmer Christie?
Here.
Quorum is met.
Cool, we'll move into we'll move into agenda item number three, public comment. Seeing no public comment at this time, we'll go into agenda item number four, our minutes.
They aren't.
Okay. Then we'll go into agenda item number five, budget review. Do you have anything, Austin?
Just as of now, the only major expenses we've had are the grocery trips for the barbecues and the renewal of the Polestar Pro account.
Cool. Sounds good. We'll move into agenda item number six, reports. So during this time, I know that you've all been emailing Gabby, Austin, and myself what you've been up to, but maybe just touch on a little bit what you've been doing over summer. If, like, there's three or two of you who are planning the same event, you don't have to just talk about the same things. You could talk about what you're doing specifically, but just give us an update on what you've been doing. So, 6A, Programmer Abs.
Okay, hi.
So,
this summer, I've been I've had strep throat this summer, like this week, so that's been really fun. But besides that, I've had a good summer. And as far as our event, I just like an event update, right?
Yeah.
Okay, as far as our event goes, we just got in touch with the Multicultural Greek Council today. So we're going to move forward with planning Wolf and Down, like, with them. And then... everything else is going pretty
freely
so far.
Cool. Are there any questions for Programmer Abs? Seeing none, we'll move into 6B, Programmer Benora.
Hey guys. Okay. So I just got back home just a few days ago from my vacation, and so I'm kind of getting back into work mode. That was fun. For our event, recently I contacted, I believe his name is James Cox. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe he's the assistant director of the Joe Crowley Student Union. I'm trying to get in contact with him regarding how we can get about the getting the food trucks onto the KC sidewalk. So far, he has not gotten back with me, so I will continue to try and follow up with him or find somebody else who might be able to help us out. And then other than that, I am working with Holly to basically get all of our tasks completed.
Cool. Are there any questions? All right, seeing none, we'll go into 6C, Programmer White.
Hi, guys. I just had two tests today, so my brain's a little fried. So I'm getting back into work mode. But pretty much a taste of Reno. We're meeting with Claudia on Monday to kind of start going over more logistics. I made kind of a map of how we're going to do it, just a rough draft, which we'll figure out on Monday to make sure all that is good. He emailed James. What else? I briefly spoke with Central Station. Sorry, Dmitry, I didn't text you back. That was in my text. About the vendors and stuff like that. So I'm going to get like a written email that makes more sense with them on that. And then Dimitri and I are going to find some yummy food trucks. And then all that's left as far as like filling out forms or anything like that is just SCAB. So,
cool.
That's pretty
legit. Are there any questions for Programmer White? Seeing none, we'll go into 6D, Programmer Kirkendall.
So, briefly, summer's been going good. As for Wolf It Down, last Sunday I submitted the budget proposal, and so I've gotten into contact with the band. I've reached out to Cheer, but I'm on the Cheer team, so it'll be fine. And Athletics has yet to respond. respond to me, and I make sure to include multiple people in that because I don't really know who to talk to, so I email everyone from Doug down to his assistant. I've just looked into the dumpsters for your facilities, so that's kind of something I want to work or like talk to you about, Austin, because there isn't a way to request dumpsters. Is there a way to request trash cans?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's like a specific like you can't say what exactly you want. You have to. It's like a checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to use facilities for the dumpsters, we have to go through that. And I guess most of it really kind of boils down to the budget proposal, which appeared today. I get inventory. We have way too much expired syrup that I need to throw out, but it's all separated, so please don't touch any of the syrup because it's top shelf is good, the bottom is not. And I'll be making the shopping list based on that.
Cool. With the dumpsters, there should be a box on the facilities form where you can like kind of briefly explain your needs. You can add it in there. If you can't find that, you can always call them after you submit the form and then like add it on to your order, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So are we going to need trash cans?
We'll need trash cans. Yeah, we'll need both. The reason why we get dumpsters is because the ones that we use, or the one that is closest to the quad is so far that like doesn't make sense with how much we have to clean up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll need both trash cans and dumpsters. Just because the dumpster is put in a parking lot, so students can't easily access it compared to the trash cans.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I forgot, I left this out, but I also did the sound and lights request. We were actually just talking about it today, but I'm going to get in contact with them and make sure that they'll be putting the stage on the concrete rather than the quad. So I don't know, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so you definitely want it on the concrete. I need to check in with Gabby to figure out when the construction's going to end, because if you haven't been down to the quad yet, right in front of Morrill Hall is completely blocked off and they're ripping it up and doing like new piping. So I don't know if that means that we are going to have access when June starts, or not June, when school starts, or if construction will still be taking place. So I need to figure that out and get back to you. If not, we're going to have to figure out like on the side, we're going to have to figure something out and change our map. So just know that that might be a thing. But I'll look into that. Are there any more questions? All right, seeing none, we'll go into 6F, programmer Killian.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, my summer is going great. Kind of just same old, same old. I'm helping my brother out at the gym. He works at Trinidad. So that's what I've been doing. And I just found out today randomly that I'm probably getting a puppy tonight.
Oh my god. Yeah, there are. I don't know the exact number. We can look and then let you know. We can count them. And then I believe Vice President Bradley just ordered other water bottles too, so I don't know. I think her plan was to pass them out like during orientation, but they're not here yet, so maybe we could also steal some of those and like pass them out during the event.
Yeah, because just with how many people were hoping to get at the event and how many people were definitely hoping that bring their own water bottle, we should only have like maybe maximum like 100 to maybe 150 water bottles to hand out for free, you know, for the people that forgot. So hopefully we'll be able to just scavenge that many without having to place their own order, because the person that I was in contact with, I can pull up their name, it was Cassie, but they sent me the invoice.
Okay.
I'm hoping that we can just scavenge up extras and not have to place our own order.
Yeah, we should have enough, so I'll count them and then just let you know.
Yeah, perfect. And then for the decal for the water bottle sticker that we want to hand out at the event and people like put on their hydro flasks and things like that. I'm working on my design actually right now, and I should have it done by tonight or tomorrow. And at the Del Mar Library, we can just print them off ourselves if we have our own design, and it's like $3 every 2 by 1 foot. So calculating one by 2 inch sticker, it's gonna be about like $300 to cut out 3,000. And 3,000 stickers just like seems like a good number. So we'll have the stickers available at that event, and then I think we have everything else on track. I think
cool.
DJ is still figuring out the shuttle situations, but everything else is on track.
Cool. And before you print the stickers, I'm going to check in with Gabby because I'm not sure if we have to go through the Wolf Shop for all of our printing things since, like, we technically own them. So I don't know if we have to, but I'll check in because I'm assuming that they would be more expensive. So if we could go through a cheaper route, that would be awesome. But let me just check on that before you print them.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we wouldn't be doing that until the week of anyway.
Cool.
So, yeah, I was going to check in with Gabby on it anyways.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
Any other questions for Programmer Killian? Seeing none, we'll go into 6G, Programmer Cannell.
So I'm working on Wolf It Down with Alyssa and Justin, and I'm waiting on a quote from ESI. I just ordered the same amount of security from last year, which we just did 10. I went to a Gift Pulse training, and I'm working on the quizzes and the course stuff in order to host the event on Gift Pulse. I put in a request for tables and chairs with buildings and grounds, and we can make edits to that when we switch the map if we do. And then I also ordered 10 trash cans, so if that's too many, we can fix that. I had a question about signage. Me and Gabby were talking about on the list from last year of things to improve, it said that we should add signage, but it just said signage, so we didn't know what kind, if it was just an ASUN banner to distinguish the event as our own, or if it was like for line control. So I wanted to get some feedback from you guys so that I could keep working on some design ideas and to send that to Gabby for Inkblot.
I might be wrong. Do you know what it was, Gabby? Okay. Then maybe signage might be nice for line control so that way they know exactly what we're getting at each line, because I know sometimes we do like chocolate chip, plain, and like others type of stuff. So maybe if we had like a sign that said like line, and explained what was in each one. I don't know if we need much signage other than that, like, other than the stuff that Gabby will be getting when it comes to, like, free food signs and stuff like that that we're going to be reusing throughout the event. Assistant Director Liu.
I was just wondering, do we normally cook chocolate chip pancakes at every station, or was there, like, a chocolate chip station?
Yeah. I think that we've done them at each.
Yeah.
So maybe, okay, I'm taking my words back. So maybe signage explaining what is in each one won't work, but maybe we could have one sign that explains what we're serving. So as students are, like, coming up, they kind of know. Like, maybe one sign that says, you can get this at all three lines, and then explains it. Because I think that's one thing. You're right. One thing that was confusing is that people thought that they had to be in a separate line, so they thought that they only needed to be in one line for, like, what they wanted. However, they could get in any of them. Assistant Director Liu.
And I also had a question, just because with these signs, if we still put up the free food signs on the sign holders that I want to order, then we need to figure out if we need more sign holders.
Gotcha.
For those signs. Because then we would already be occupying the other ones.
Okay.
So I don't know if we want to add, like, normal, just basic easels to that.
Okay. We might be good without the free food signs just for this event, because I think people know that, like, I don't know, I think it implies that, like...
Yeah, so then we could put those signs into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Programmer Canal.
And did we want to do a connect show for the dorms so they could come?
For Wolf It Down?
Yeah, or is it just already so close?
It's already close, yeah. Any other questions for Programmer Canal? Right, seeing none, we will move into 6H. Programmer Christie.
So for the candy end, other than what Nick had expressed, what's left of what I've been working on is mostly getting the transportation figured out. I emailed Hella from transportation, and she directed me, or from Camp Shuttle, she directed me then to parking services, and then parking services told me to go to a different company. I called both companies. One of them, even though it's called Reno Tahoe Shuttle, they don't operate in Nevada. And then the other one, they have not responded to me. I left them a voicemail, they haven't responded. Waiting for them to call me back, I'll probably just call them again to really ensure that they can get back to me. So for that budget, we don't know whether or not that's going to be expensive or it's going to be a little bit. And then that's it for TNTN. Oh, and then also, towards the event, we'll be getting a At1 rental from a speaker from At1 to have both at, both probably up on the mountain, and then I think sound wise will just be at the bottom.
Okay.
And then also the truck and hour by hour and stuff. And then for the club fair, basically everything is settled. Just need to reserve the Camelot grills coming up and need to make sure that we can get tables and chairs from ASU Line for that, and then just the shopping for the food. But other than that, that's all kind of squared away and on track.
Cool. So first, with Amador Stage Lines, I have an email that I've used in the past. I think it was like $600 for one, for like their largest bus for like 4 or 5 hours or something like that. So when we get to your thing, we can add a line item to include something like that, and I can send you this email so you can contact this person. And then also make sure that you're working with Director Batar with Clubs and Orgs, so that way they know how many tables we need for the barbecue part, so that way they can include that when they order tables, like the extra tables for all of the clubs, if that makes sense. Are there any questions for Programmer Christie? Alright, seeing none, we will move into 6I, Assistant Director Thummel.
Alright, hey guys, summer's going well. Earlier today, I met with Director Lynch. We just went over the budget as a whole, kind of got some rough numbers for all the events we're going to be having throughout the year. So I'm just going to add that to my sheet, and I'll be sure to share that with all you guys. You can look at that and see what our plan is looking like as a whole. And then on top of that, just been busy planning BLS stuff and working through that. And I also invited all of you guys through email to the new Google Sheet for photo sharing for receipts and stuff. So just if you haven't accepted that, just please check your email and do that.
Cool. Any questions for Assistant Director Thummel? Seeing none, we'll move into 6J, Assistant Director Liu.
I've just been working with Inkblot. I'm still waiting on a Welcome Week poster, and which they can't even do anything with until we go to SEAB. And then I'm also waiting on some handbills for BLF so that we can get that started, because we're going to be selling tickets before we know it. So definitely pay attention, because when we start needing to put the little ticket packets together, we're going to need a lot of help for that. And then other than that, I'm, again, just doing other stuff for BLF. And if people still have any questions for Welcome Week, I'm happy to answer them. Some people have been contacting me, so if you just want to shoot me a text, I'm always here. I will be out of town next week, but I'll still be able to text everyone back.
Cool. Any questions for Assistant Director Liu? All right, seeing none, we'll move into my report. So I feel like I haven't had a summer, because every day I'm in the Joe Crowley Student Union working, so that's fun. But orientation season is going well. It's just keeping me very busy. I'm also deep into BLF, just making sure that we're getting artists and that things are finally like happening. We confirmed our staging company today, which is exciting. We reserved the space. And we're getting more concrete ideas of what it'll look like, which is good at this point. And then I'm just working on a lot of miscellaneous things. However, I'd like to thank you all for sending in your reports. Those definitely help us, like, see what you're all doing and working on. So continue to do a good job on all of those. Does anyone have any questions for me? Yeah, programmer Kurganol.
So I wasn't able to make it to the first, like, kind of unofficial meeting that we had. And I didn't get any debrief or anything sent to me, so I'm not too sure, like, what exactly I missed.
Yes.
I heard there's committee liaisons, there's, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I meant to do that. That is my bad. After this meeting, it's all still on the whiteboard in the programming office. I can explain it all to you.
Okay. And then, yeah. Additionally, this is kind of like maybe for you to assistant director Thumble, but I didn't get an email for the Google.
I'll talk to you after the meeting then.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, we will move into Agenda item 7, there's no old business, so we're going to go straight into number 8, new business. So during this time, we're going to be reviewing all of your budget proposals. If you remember from our first meeting, what's going to happen is I will ask for someone to... I will be seeking a motion for someone to approve this budget. Someone will make the motion, a second person will be called on to second the motion, and then it'll be open up for discussion. During that point, just briefly, since you've already kind of explained what your events are and what you're working on, just briefly explain kind of like what's on your budget proposal and like why you're doing that, and then we'll ask you any questions. After that, we'll move into a vote to either approve or not approve it. Cool? All right, so I'm seeking a motion. How to do this? It's been a long time. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for Paint the End. Assistant Director Thummel.
I move to approve the budget proposal for Paint the End.
Is there a second? Programmer White?
I second.
All right, we will now move into discussion. So TJ and Nick, if you, either of you want to kind of explain.
We need to change probably line item 1 and 3 to say Walmart, and then split line item 1 and 2 an extra line item between Costco, between Walmart and ASU line.
I think vendor is fine.
Vendor.
Is that okay? Do we have to switch vendors, do you know?
What do you mean by switch vendors?
Like, do we have to move to...
Make
if
it.
It's a different vendor.
Then yeah.
Yeah, you just say, I move to change light item 1, vendor blank.
Okay.
Blank.
Would you like to make that motion?
Yeah. Motion to change line item 1 to say Walmart as a vendor.
Is there a second? Okay, programmer Kirkendall.
Second.
All right, is there any discussion on just this amendment? Programmer Kirkendall.
We not
use
Costco anymore?
No. Well, we can, but we have to use our own cards, and we have to, like, pay tax.
Okay.
Assistant Director.
With this change, are we sure the cost will be the same?
I think it would be the same. Would it change? Programmer Killian, do you have a... or no?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. I'm pretty sure it'd be the same for the water. Water bottles, we should be able to just, like, use what we have. Like, I think that we'll have enough to stock up what you need. Like, I don't think that you're going to have to order your own reusable water bottles. I think we'll have enough, and then we'll just have to buy a few, like, plastic ones for to take up with us. Okay, seeing none, we're just voting on the amendment right now. So we're not voting on the event. So all those in favor of approving this amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Abstain. Okay. Amendment passes. Any more discussion on this event? Okay. Programmer Christy.
Move to or motion to change the vendor on line item 3 to Walmart as well.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Thummel.
Second.
All right. Discussion on this. Seeing none. All those in favor of changing. So changing Costco to Walmart, say aye.
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 All those
opposed?
Abstentions? Okay, amendment carries. Is there any more discussion on the event? assistant director Lee.
Then we should add a line item for shuttles and a line item for miscellaneous, or put them in the same. Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But we need that cushion.
Cool. My suggestion would be to create a line item for at least $2,000 for shuttles, just because I'm assuming it's going to be about $1,800, just to be safe. So does anyone want to make that motion? Programmer Kirkendall?
I move to add to line item 6 shuttle in the amount of $2,000 and the vendor to be in the door stage on.
All right.
3 minutes.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, it passes. All right. Is there any more? We should also add a miscellaneous of $500. Programmer Christy.
Move to add line item 7 miscellaneous for the amount of $500.
Is there a second to the motion? Programmer White.
I have a second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor vote by saying yes. Aye.
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 Dissent. Abstentions. Seeing none, amendment carries. Is there any last minute conversations on Levi? Programmer Kirkendall?
What's changed significantly from the previous budget to now?
I don't think much.
Shuttles.
Just the shuttles. Assistant Director Thumb and I looked at all of the budgets from last year and compared them to this year this morning, and the biggest thing on here that we just added was the shuttles. Other than that, everything was around the same price. I think our budget this year that was originally turned in was $10 more than last year's.
Correct.
Cool. Any more discussion on this event? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the budget for this event, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? All right, the budget for Paint the Inn passes. So we'll move into 8B. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for Taste of Reno. Programmer White.
I move to approve the budget for Taste of Reno.
Is there a second? Programmer Canal?
Second.
All right, so we'll now open up to discussion on the budget of Taste of Reno. So either Dimitri or Holly.
Dimitri, do you have anything to say first?
Yeah, so we went ahead and kind of followed the same budget as last year. The only major difference that we made was we added a fifth food truck just in case if we wanted to get a fifth food truck. Last year they only had 4. And then other than that, it's remained pretty much the same.
Cool. Yeah, Programmer White.
So the reason like we added a fifth food truck, which obviously if it falls through, totally fine. If in the map or something doesn't fit or we can't make it fit or something like that, totally fine. But with the increase in the amount, I think last year was only $1,000 for food truck. We added about $100 each just because for one, vendor choice their prices, and two, if we add a fifth one, we can serve 150 more kids. It's only at like 750 kids that would get food. So I think that's pretty significant. All the food trucks ran out last year. We are increasing in students every year, so I think it's important to cater to that. And then miscellaneous signage, maybe. And I'm almost, let me know your thoughts on this, Austin. I'm almost tempted to raise the price to $1,200 for each food truck because meals usually range between $8 and $10 for each one. But I don't know.
I would encourage that you keep it at this price right now and then just tell each vendor to pick 2 options that are like $8 or something like that. And then that way they only prepare for that amount. Just because sitting with Assistant Director Thelma earlier, we kind of like mapped out how we want to spend the budget. So
okay.
I think this would keep us in there
okay. And
still feed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Also, I would encourage you all, well, Dimitri and Holly, to look into Bow Dogs, which is the food truck that's usually on campus. Just because since we're offering students like another option, it might be nice to include them since it'll be taken away from their business. That was an encouragement from Gabby and myself now. Are there any questions for regarding this event? All right, seeing none, we will move into a vote. So all those in favor of approving the budget for Taste of Reno, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those that oppose? Abstentions? Seeing none, Taste of Reno is passed. So we'll now move into 8C. So I'm seeking a motion for the approval of the budget for the Undie Run 2018. Assistant Director Thummel.
I move to approve the budget proposal for Undie Run 2018.
Second, Programmer Cannell.
Second.
Awesome. So, Nick, if you want to go ahead and kind of explain. If you want to go ahead and explain, like, your budget proposal or kind of what you put on it for the Undie Run. Can you hear me?
Yeah, one second.
Okay, cool.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. It's for staffing.
Okay. Yeah, and then we have Cups to the Water Monster, which is $7.75, which I'd like to motion to change that as well to Walmart.
Okay. So you can go ahead and make the motion.
One more time?
You can go ahead and just make the motion, and then I'll have someone second it. All right, is there a second? Assistant Director Thummel?
Second.
All right, any conversation on that amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those that oppose? Abstentions? All right, the amendment carries, so we'll continue to talk about the event.
I'm sorry, it's like my phone's ringing super fast right now. You said one more time.
Yeah, the amendment was passed, so now is there anything else about the event? We got like 13,000, I want to say. However, that, I don't think we're going to reach that this year, and it was way too much. Like, we couldn't even get rid of it half the time. So it was hard.
And wasn't that mainly because it was a competition?
Yeah, the competition kind of drove those numbers up. However, it was still kind of trashy, and like the clothes weren't really that good. Programmer Kirkendall.
Okay. Even if it's not going to be 13,000 this year, that amount for the laundry service is only for 700 pounds, so should we bump that number up?
Yeah, we just wanted to be kind of frugal with that number, but yeah, we're definitely open to bump it up just in case.
Assistant Director Liu.
My question is, are we washing all the clothes or just the clothes that comes directly off the runners?
I'm going to be real, I don't think, compared to, like, over the past few years, I don't think that we're going to get that many clothes that people just take off. Like, I don't think that we're going to go over 700 pounds, just mainly because I think a lot of people are just going to show up in their underwear anyways, and I don't even know how many pounds of clothes that we're going to be able to raise, if that makes sense. Like, I think a lot of organizations are already collecting for homecoming, so they might come out and just donate their clothes. However, when looking at people who are just going to show up in their clothes, they might already just show up in their underwear and run, or like athletic gear or whatever they want to wear. Mm-hmm. So I say we keep it at this for right now, and if we I'll talk with the assistant directors and Nick and Maddie, and as we move forward, if like we think we need to add it, we can always add another budget proposal to a meeting in the future and approve that as like an extension.
Okay, that works.
Cool. I have some questions for you. Have you spoken with the Joe yet about the event? Okay. I'll try to see if I have the contact for that and then send that your way for who the event programmer or coordinator is that you're connected to, so then you could talk to them to get an official quote for that event. And then last year for ESI, let me pull this up real quick. Last year they charged us a little bit over. Only by $100. So you have it budgeted for $1,000. They charged us $1,100. So we have two options. We could either amend that to be $1,100 or just pull out $100 from the miscellaneous, like as the event goes on. Because I don't know if you'll actually spend $500 of miscellaneous money.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't think we will, honestly.
Okay, cool. Cool. So just be prepared that you might have to like reserve some of your miscellaneous for that.
Yeah.
Cool. Let me see if there's anything else on my list. I don't think so. So is there any more discussion on the event or questions? Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote. We'll just move into a vote for the event. So all those in favor of approving the budget for Undie Run, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those that oppose? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. The budget is passed. So we're almost there. We'll move into agenda item 8-9. I'm seeking a motion for the approval of the Wolf It Down Pancake Feed budget. Programmer Kirkendall.
I move to approve the Wolf It Down Pancake Feed budget.
Second, Programmer Canal.
Second.
Cool. So if you two would like to explain.
I already have the explanations. So I'm just going to go down line by line. So for line number one, pancake mix syrup and chocolate chips, they kept it the same as last year because while we already have a lot of syrup left over compared to last year, we do not have as much pancake mix to start. So that kind of offsets. And so I figured it would be... I talked to Gabby and there weren't any budgeting concerns for last year. Even the emergency run for syrup wasn't actually necessary last year. So we're just going to keep it the same. Orange juice and milk, that is also going to be the same as last year's because there's no issues. For the griddles, we budgeted out to $650, and that's going to be through the top hat. I asked Gabby Lou for her suggestion on the griddles because she planned it last year, and she said that we should be good with 3 2-foot by 6-foot griddles as long as we have 18 feet of griddle space. And we also have to buy 6 propane tanks, 2 for each griddle. And there's a cleaning fee for each one, which is refundable if we clean them ourselves, and tax. So that includes all of it pretty much down to the penny. So $650, it was really like $648. And then, so if we want to add griddles, which has been a topic, we could bump those numbers up right now. And then for bacon, that's where it's going to be a lot different from last year. Last year it was budgeted for $300. Turns out it's extremely expensive because we go through the DC. We don't actually cook the bacon ourselves. We just pay them to cook it and we just reheat it on the griddles. And that's going to be $1,500, basically looking at the last quote, or the quote from last year. So very expensive. Tarps, $115 were budgeted, simply because that would cover the amount of tarps necessary to go underneath each griddle as well as each syrup and juice station. So 3 for the griddles and then 4 for the 4 stations for syrup and juice. For plates and utensils, $300 is the same. For security, I took the budget from last year, or the invoice from last year, and increased it a little bit to get the cushion because I don't know if ESI increased their prices. So we're still waiting on that quote, but $800 should be sufficient. Tablecloths, $20 is no change. Buckets, no change. Light towers is $600 because they took that from last year's invoice. It might be a little bit more based on increased prices. I don't know if they did. And then for 11, we which is going to be $1,000 for three of them, two regular ones, and one of them being ADA accessible. This is to circumvent the problem of students not knowing where to go to the bathroom, and also so that way we don't worry about students going in and out of buildings, and then, you know, that liability is on our hands at that point. So I think $1,000 is worth it. And then $250 is the same for miscellaneous.
Cool. Are there any questions regarding programmer Christy?
Are all of these budget amounts regarding what is already in the office, or is it a cushion to make sure that it may actually be less?
It's so for the pancake mix syrup and chocolate chips, because the amount of syrup that we have offset the shortage of pancake mix that we have compared to last year. That's why it's the same. So it is kind of like a cushion, but it's also just taking the same numbers. It's not broke, so we're not going to fix it. Same thing with orange juice and milk. And then besides that, everything is like replacing utensils. I asked if there are any issues, right? Assistant Director Lou assured me that there aren't any issues with under-budgeting or over-budgeting. Oh, and I would actually like to move to... Okay, I just want to make multiple amendments. And we can talk about all of them if we have to. But I move to amend the Wolfgang pancake fee budget, line items 1, 2, and 6, to change the vendor from Costco to Walmart through unanimous consent.
Is there a dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the movement for the motion for the amendment passes. Cool. Is there any more discussion on the event, Assistant Director Liu?
This is just so I don't forget, but before the event, make sure to have someone lined up who will take the extra, like, orange juice and milk specifically at that week of the event, because we might end up with extra, and it's going to expire. So just have someone that knows they might get the donation that week and have that lined up and ready.
Farmer Kirkendall.
Through the director to Assistant Director Liu, is there any particular people that you... Because I know, like, there's a food bank that would be gracious enough to accept it, but I don't know if it's, like, we have to go through anyone specific.
Assistant Director Liu.
There's no one that's specific. You can always ask Pack Provisions first if they don't want it. I usually go to Reno Gospel Mission just because there's one downtown and one literally on Valley, so it's just easy to get to, but we're always looking to change up places that we're donating to. They've just been really easy to work with, and like they'll come pick it up and things like that.
Programmer White?
There's also another one downtown. It's called the They serve like families that are at renown who can't have a place to stay or are going through a lot, so
that's
Just to clarify, because Gabby, not Assistant Director Gabby Liu, but our advisor Gabby wanted me to ask if $20 is enough for tablecloths, which I think it is. If you are all just planning on getting like plastic tablecloths, is that what you're planning on?
Yeah.
It's like things that we're going to throw away, right? It's not like reusable cloth tablecloths. Okay.
I'm trying to look. It's actually... Because I had a picture at Wolfgang. I'm pretty sure I didn't... There was no tablecloth in the picture. So
no.
Like, that's like a new thing.
No, we use... I would encourage getting like the plastic tablecloths that are really cheap that we can throw away just so we don't have to clean the tables after, because they get really sticky with syrup. However, we can also use like the butcher paper in the ASU in office and just like use that. But yeah. Cool. Is there any more comments, questions, concerns about this event? Programmer Kirkendall.
I'm sorry. So to readdress the griddles, are we good? Do you think we're good with 3 6-foot griddles?
Yeah, I was confused in one of the emails about the griddles, just because in the past we've done 6 griddles, but once it was explained that like they would be 3 larger griddles than we used in the past, that calmed me down. However, I might... Should we do a 4th one?
It doesn't matter.
If it equals the same amount of footage that we've used in the past, then I'm fine with that. However, it might be... I don't know if we want to like add a 4th one on there just so like it might be helpful just to amend it and raise it to $900, and then that way we can order a fourth one if we think it's necessary. Programmer for now.
Are we gonna cook the bacon? We cook the bacon and the pancakes on the same grill, right?
We just warm it up, so like the bacon stays in the warmers.
Oh, it stays in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what we can do too for individuals who might be vegetarian or don't want like meat near their food, we could just choose two of them and cook, like reheat the bacon on those, and then keep one clean of any meat. So that way, students who don't eat meat can access that through that line. Assistant Director Liu.
The only reason we might not want another griddle is because a lot of times we're short-staffed on the pancake process. So while four would be more efficient, I don't know if we're going to have the manpower to do so.
Once again, we can always add like another budget proposal in the future before the event and approve that. So if after talking with your co-programmers you think that that's necessary, then we can do that. Are there any more questions? Seeing none, we will move into a vote for the approval of this budget. So all those in favor, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The budget for Wolf It Down passes. So we will now move into 8E. I'm seeking a motion to approve the club fair barbecue budget. Programmer Christie.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? Programmer White. All right. We'll open it for discussion. Programmer Christie.
I believe that everything is still correct on here. We may just need to add a miscellaneous item, and that is it.
Cool. So, Programmer Christie, would you like to make that motion?
Yes. I motion to change or add a line item 8 for miscellaneous for $300.
Cool. Is there a second? Assistant Director Thummel.
Second.
All right, any discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. Also, all those in favor of approving the amendment, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Dissent? Abstentions? Seeing none, the amendment carries. Any more discussion on the barbecue? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote for this event. All those in favor of approving the budget for the Club Fair barbecue, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those that oppose? Abstentions? Seeing none, the Club Fair barbecue passes. And we'll move into our last budget proposal of the day, which is 8F. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the marketing materials budget. Assistant Director Thummel.
I move to approve the budget request for marketing materials.
Is there a second? Assistant Director Liu?
Second.
All right. Assistant Director Liu, do you care to explain?
So this budget proposal is just for marketing materials. So the first thing I have is flag bases. We have these flags in the office that we never use. They just say ASUN on them. So we're getting the bases so that we can actually use those flags. We have the Windmaster rolling bases, which are basically we're going to get two heavy-duty signs, like the ones you see right out here by the Joe. You know which one I'm talking about? They're just really heavy and big. So those are usually going to be the ones that are going to say free food, ask us why, or something, and then say ASUN on it. And then those ones are just heavy duty so that we can use them in all weathers, basically. And that way we always have them and know we have a way to put our signs up. And then the last thing is just a tent frame, because during the first summer barbecue, our Easy Up got damaged, so we are replacing it for ASUN. So we get a new frame. Any questions?
Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the marketing materials budget, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those that oppose? Abstentions? Seeing none, this budget also passes. We will now move into agenda item 9, public comment. I'll just make a quick comment. As soon as we're done adjourning this meeting, I have a few quick announcements for everyone, so please just stick around on the phone or in here just to hear those. But seeing no other public comment, we'll move into agenda item 10, adjournment at 5:22 p.m.